and can't pay child support for any of them.
Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we talk about news, events coming up, and some historical facts with some comedy mixed in.
Waka waka.
I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting right across from me, he is the Star Wars aficionado. He's standing in for a waka waka. That is, that's not even Star Wars, actually, but I give it up for Jamie Yost. How you doing, sir?
The force is strong with this one, but only in the backside.
It's not strong with this one. I'm over here struggling, butchering the intro there, but
we could use some air fresheners today. Well,
you caught me off guard with the waka waka. Waka waka over there has got some gas.
Unfortunately.
How you been?
High fiber in it.
You been doing all right?
Doing good. Nothing new and exciting. I had sinuses yesterday that kind of threw me for a loop.
Probably that temperature change outside.
Probably, yeah.
Feels cool outside.
I'm enjoying it.
I haven't.
I get the AC fixed and it gets cooler.
Yeah, I know.
But
well, speaking of which, I'm not jumping ahead in the news, but Dayton did reach the lowest temperature of 48 degrees on Tuesday, matching the previous record set 62 years ago.
That's amazing.
I know. I think Cincinnati also had something too, which is crazy. Yeah, I don't have anything new going on for us. We're actually going to be replacing our AC unit. I think I mentioned last week. We got a friend of ours. It seemed like he's going to get us all hooked up, so we're definitely excited about that, and not replacing our furnace, which is only 7 years old, but the AC unit was 34, so I think it was time.
Yeah, weird how that works.
Yeah, I'm barely older than my AC unit, which is kind of funny.
Speaking of old, yeah. I've gone through stuff in the garage, and this was our 30-year anniversary, and I found our wedding stuff. So it had the candles, the cake toppers, the pillow.
Yeah.
And I just went ahead and got rid of everything, sent it to Goodwill, and just kept a couple of things.
Did you save any of the wedding cake in the freezer like you're supposed to?
I think we did, but we didn't eat it. But we just threw it away. We're like, this don't look good.
All right. Well, we got some news. We got a lot of news, actually. So let's just jump right in it.
Ding, ding.
I actually added a story. This is from the world. It has nothing to do with the United States, Ohio, or Dayton, for that matter. But I thought it was funny. So in Warwickshire, England, there's staff at the Hatton Adventure World scratching their heads when nearly 100 female guinea pigs suddenly turned up pregnant. The culprit? One little escape artist named Randy. This mischievous male broke out of his enclosure, found his way into the all-female pen, and went on what we can be described as a marathon mission.
Wah, 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 wah.
By the time workers figured it out, the worn-out father-to-be had reportedly slimmed down.
How'd that happen?
And park officials estimated he could end up fathering as many as 400 baby guinea pigs. Randy was returned to his male enclosure after his busy few weeks, no doubt to with plenty of bragging rights.
And can't pay child support for any of them.
Man, could you imagine?
No, I can't.
Oh, my
no
gosh.
No way.
That's insane. 400 guinea pigs.
Man was
I
busy.
I think guinea pigs, do they eat their young? I feel like I've heard that before.
I don't know. If they're hungry, anybody will eat their own young.
Yeah, that's true. You ever watch Yellow Jackets? Spoilers.
Nope.
It's not the young, but anyways. All right, in Ohio news, looks like the Ohio Supreme Court has ruled against AES Ohio, siding with the Ohio Consumers Council over $61 million in over-earnings from 2019 to 2020. The case now returns to state regulators, where the Consumers Office will push for a refund that could amount to about $125 per customer, though the outcome is not certain.
Yeah, so they'll just credit your bill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
You're
not getting no money.
Here's a free month.
Right. That ain't going to happen either.
No.
So the 9% that they were trying to get, they said no? Is that what that is?
I don't think this is related to that.
Okay, so they're still going to get 9%, which
probably
means that they're going to win.
It's going to break even.
Yeah, okay. Well, that didn't help.
Well, you know, what can you do?
They're digging for coal, I guess.
West Virginia has a lot of that.
Yeah.
Ohio advocacy groups challenge requirement for the BMV to obtain proof of citizenship to register voters. Two voting rights groups filed a lawsuit against Ohio's Secretary of State and Ohio BMV over a rule that went to effect this year that changes how some adults can register to vote. Don't know how I feel about that one. You should have proof of citizenship regardless.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
You can't just let anybody vote.
Right. Yeah, not to get political here, but...
Right, I'm just saying, you know.
You should. Anybody, no. You know, tell me that you live here. Show me that you live here.
Exactly. Let me see some bills you paid.
Right. All right. So we talked about Dayton temperature, but we got lots of other things. Looks like the Dayton International Airport has received a $78 million state grant to develop its defense and aerospace campus. The funding will prepare 150 acres of land with new aircraft aprons, whatever, and improved infrastructure, a project that will create up to 6,000 new jobs by attracting new companies and investment. Be cautious of scam texts pretending to be from Amazon or UPS about missed deliveries or fake orders. I think we talked about some of this. But they just recommend don't click any links in the text. Instead, always check your order status directly from the app or the website. Back to the Dayton public school students and their bus passes. They are able to get free bus passes in September. Dayton Public Schools is not able to purchase more Greater Dayton RTA bus passes in September. But students can get free passes through a community coalition group beginning Saturday, September 23rd at Mount Enon Baptist Church. They must sign a waiver, provide proof of enrollment to get the bus pass while supplies last. So, people are trying, though.
Yeah.
They're trying to help the best they can. The nonprofit Learn to Earn has launched a new public data dashboard to provide community access to poverty and well-being trends in Montgomery County. This is called the Community Outcomes Data Dashboard. The resource tracks publicly available data across four areas: financial stability, family health, thriving neighborhoods, and educational success. The goal is to provide a shared resource for other nonprofits, residents, and officials to guide decisions, identify service gaps, and work collaboratively to improve social and economic mobility for local families. So basically to tell us how the poverty is doing, I guess. I'm sure it'd be useful. Probably not for us. Looks like a new Inspector General report warns of worsening severe staffing shortages at VA facilities, specifically identifying shortages in multiple clinical and non-clinical roles at the Dayton VA Medical Center. Nationally, the report found a 50% increase in reported severe shortages last fiscal year. However, the Trump administration VA disputes the report's methodology, calling it unreliable. So take that as it comes. Do some research. Back to RTA. Dayton RTA is offering free rides for Labor Day. It's offering free rides on Labor Day to the general public as a way to celebrate, to further the celebration. They are proudly serving Kettering bus will be in Kettering's holiday home parade, but they can't give the Dayton Public School students free passes.
No.
On Labor Day, though, you can get to school for free on Labor Day.
There's no school on Labor Day.
Ah, darn it. Last for Dayton, the city of Dayton is significantly expanding its automated traffic enforcement program by installing about 64 new fixed site speed camera systems and, for the first time in years, 17 red light camera systems.
But that was illegal now.
I've heard back and forth on this before. The primary focus for the new cameras will be the city's 32 school zones, which, yeah, that makes sense. Though they may be also placed in high crash or high complaint areas. The city has approved a new contract with Modaxo Traffic Management to operate the program through 2030. They say it's supposed to, the goal is to improve safety, while critics have previously argued the cameras are used to generate revenue. I think it's both.
Right.
All right, moving on to Beaver Creek. Got a burp, can't get it out. Beaver Creek is seeking public input on changes to a busy.
There it is.
Excuse me. Sorry. Hey, busy roadway.
Found it.
Proposed improvements include widening the existing two-lane roadway to three lanes and installing sidewalks along both along both sides.
They'll put it on the freeway, so yeah. It'd be like Frogger.
Yeah, pretty much. The project will also include drainage upgrades such as curbs, gutters, and storm sewers, according to
you
the city.
You have to.
So they had a meeting on Tuesday about this. So you missed out on the public input, but hopefully they got some.
Where's it going to be?
It was.
I mean, where's the road going to be?
Why? I had it on here, but I can't remember.
Like Dayton, Xenia.
It's in Beaver Creek, right. But I don't remember.
Because the mall is already three lanes right there.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have a good answer for you.
Okay.
I thought I had it, but apparently not.
Just kind of wonder what area they're looking at.
Warehouse 4 is opening its newest cafe and bake shop next week on Thursday, September 4th in Beaver Creek.
What is that?
Where's what? CJ?
What is that?
It's a coffee shop. It has baked goods, a lunch menu. Also has a drive-through and outdoor patio.
Warehouse 4.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. Bellbrook. Looks like the high school library has reopened after the gender and sexuality review. It's still ongoing. We cannot guarantee all relevant books have been identified at this stage. The high school library was closed to comply with the Parents' Bill of Rights policy adopted in April.
So no more National Geographic?
I guess. That regulates sexual content and gender ideology. None of the books have been removed, but those identified as having sexual content or containing gender ideology have been set aside and marked in the school's online card catalog.
So did they take a Sharpie and kind of like go over those areas?
Just redact it, yeah. You know.
Why are there bars over everything?
Yeah, right. Centerville. Looks like Centerville Police Officer Sergeant Adam Bennett honored for rescuing a baby from a submerged SUV.
You go, boy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's, you put that on your dating profile. I say babies from water.
He was trapped in a car, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I put the link on here. I'm trying to get a little bit smarter with my stuff and like put the link on stuff if I want to follow up. Looks like a woman was standing next to the open door's driver's side. The water was up to her waist. He asked if there's anybody else. She's like, my baby's in there. And she was not able to get the baby out. So I don't know what exactly happened. But thank God.
So the car was underwater.
Yep.
The baby was in there. And he went and got it. He's a hero.
Looks like the 272 unit housing development breaks ground in Washington Township. This is for Parkside Preserve. That's at Yankee Street and Spring Valley Pike. In Clayton, the city manager and law director will be resigning in September. Not sure why, but they are. So City of Clayton will be looking for a new city manager and municipal law director.
They should call One Direction.
Why is that?
Why not? You're looking for a new direction.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I like that. Hoover Heights, man sentenced to probation in a fight with a brother. Struggle over a gun. Not sure what happened. I think I read a little bit about like the guy was feeling threatened and grabbed a gun, and then they were wrestling. And I'm like, okay, what's going on in that family?
The Hatfields and McCoys.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hey, I know all about that.
You should.
Up there in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Quite an interesting
story. You shoot your eye out, kid. That's what happened.
That's close. We're mixing pop references here.
It's coming up on that time.
Yeah. Kettering. Voters in Kettering this fall will vote on a new mayor and two new at-large council members.
Is that a fat joke?
I don't know.
They have to be large?
It's funny. I know what at-large means, but it's funny how they presented it here.
Right.
Councilman Bob Scott and Brian Siddeth are vying for the mayor role.
Which one do you think will win?
Huh?
Bob Scott, you said?
Bob Scott and Brian Siddeth.
Okay, I'm going to go with Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
I don't know anything about him, but just...
You can't say anything. You can't say the other guy's name very well.
Right.
So. Brian Siddeth. Siddeth. Whatever. Busy Kettering roadway at 700 block of West Dorothy Lane reopens after a water main break. Troni's Italian restaurant in Kettering is temporarily closed until they open up their second location until September 20th. Springboro, large crowd expected for first Springboro School's Back to School Bash. It's an event from 5 to 7 p.m. on this Friday, I believe, at the high school campus before the first home football game. Also in Springboro, three accused of using sticky traps to steal mail. They are facing charges after they reportedly stole mail from a collection box Sunday in Springboro. These thefts appear to be connected to a larger check fraud operation spanning multiple states.
Trying to see how that works.
I think I read it was like a sticky mouse trap.
Okay.
So I guess when people put it in, it just grabs it.
Right.
I don't know.
They pull it up with a string probably or something? Yeah. That's clever.
One of the little sticky things you throw at something.
Right.
I've seen a video of somebody doing that with a waitress bringing their ticket. I think they were kind of working with it. It's like just walk by and he like launches it at her and grabs the ticket, receipt, the ticket. What country are we in here? Trotwood, looks like Trotwood Madison City Schools will implement new guidelines for football games after a large melee occurred during their varsity team's home opener last week. Moving forward, the district will have different expectations for students attending sporting events and will require minors under a certain age to be accompanied by a paying adult at all home games. I wonder what the brawl was about.
Size D, maybe.
Possibly.
In the wrong cup size.
Wah, 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 wah. I need like a sad trombone. I actually need a soundboard so I can like do that kind of stuff. In Troy, we got a couple things. Looks like the phone services were restored on the 21st. That was when all the phones weren't working for their schools. Also, it looks like a new controversy has erupted in Troy over a historic former tavern building on West Main Street, which is for sale again after months of lengthy legal battle to save it from demolition. The stir began after the Troy mayor, Robin Oda, posted unbelievable on social media in response to seeing the building listed for $1.7 million by its new owner, Glass City Developers, LLC. The developer purchased the building earlier this year from the Troy Historic Preservation Alliance and had acquired it as part of a 2023 legal settlement to prevent its demolition. The developer has pushed back against the mayor's comments, saying that a sale was always a possibility and that all promises made to the community to stabilize and preserve the building have been kept. So it sounds like they just gave up, or not gave up. They fulfilled their responsibilities and was like, well, we did our thing, so let's sell it. Miami County officials have dropped a proposal to study a renovation of the aging downtown Troy jail after consultants determined it would not be cost-effective and, crucially, would not add any needed inmate bed space. So this is kind of what we were talking before. They were wanting to renovate the jail in Troy.
Right.
This shifts the focus back to a previously discussed more expensive option, building a new $100 million, 200-bed maximum security jail. This new facility would be built next to the existing minimum security, allowing for consolidated operations and addressing the needs of today's inmates, including males. It includes for more females and individuals with mental health and substance abuse. So it looks like it could be a large project for that. 100 mil. All right. Well, that's it for the news. Woohoo!
Yay!
Let's see what we got. Let's look at some facts. For Ohio, on August 31st, 1992, Howard Stern radio show premieres in Cleveland, Ohio. Did you know that?
No.
I did not. I did not know that either.
He's not from Ohio, though, is he?
No, I don't think so. It was on WNCX 98.5 FM, your source for
Did you ever see his movie?
Huh?
Did you ever see his movie? It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Private Parts.
Private.
That's the name of it.
Of course it is.
Yeah. It's really good, actually.
Yeah. He's paved the way for people like Joe Rogan. I mean, that's what.
Yeah.
Interviews, but less nudity.
his antics that he did just to get away with stuff was very impressive.
Early pirate radio, basically.
Right. Yeah, they found a lot of stuff like offensive, and he figured out with his best friend there and the other lady how to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And then after they did this one skit, they fire him. And he has to do the show by himself, which he totally hates. So figures out a way to get them to hire them two back, basically. It's a pretty good movie, though.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Don't give me no more spoilers.
Sure.
On September the 3rd, 1925, the airship USS Shenandoah crashes in a storm near Caldwell, Ohio, killing 14. 29 survive. Interesting. Looks like August 28th, 1940, Ken Jenkins, American actor, born in Dayton, Ohio. Do you know who Ken Jenkins?
He's a Jeopardy winner, right?
That's Ken Jennings.
Yeah, that's close enough. That's his brother.
He was Dr. Bob Kelso on Scrubs.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Scrubs.
You didn't watch Scrubs? No. He's an interesting actor. August 30th, 1856, Wilberforce University is founded. It is one of the three historically black universities established before the American Civil War. It was founded in 1856 by the Methodist Episcopal Church and named after the English statesman and abolitionist William Wilberforce. September 1st, coming up. 1966, shops are damaged and 130 people arrested in a race riot on West Fifth Street. The uprising is sparked by the shooting of a black man. And then on September 3rd, 1971, Richard Nixon flies to Dayton to dedicate the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. Da, da, da.
I like the U.S. Air Force Museum.
Yeah, I do too.
It's Some fun. People say it's kind of plain.
It's kind of plain.
Yeah.
You're funny. You're hilarious.
Waka waka.
Waka 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 waka. All right. Last, let's do a famous person on my handy dandy book of this day in Ohio history. On August 28th. Hey, that's the day. Did I mention that in the intro? Probably not.
Not today.
I was so. I think Waka Waka is going to be your show title today. On August 28th, 1831, the First Lady Lucy Hayes, born in Ross County, she was so popular as wife of America's 19th president that she became the first to be called First Lady, and she was born in Chillicothe, the seat of Ross County, on this day in Ohio history. Now, I did some research. There were some other references of First Ladies, but she was definitely one of the ones that made it popular over time. There's a whole lot of information in here, and I'm not going to read it. But I just wanted to mention that she died at the age of 57. It's kind of sad. She is buried at Spiegel Grove with her husband. Today, the Hayes Presidential Center at Hayes and Buckland Avenues is maintained by the Ohio Historical Society. All right.
What if she wasn't the First Lady?
She was. The 0.5 lady.
Yeah. She could have been married to somebody else.
That's true. That's true. Days of the week. Let's check it out. For Friday, the 29th.
It's tomorrow.
It is. More herbs, less salt day. That's wild.
Salty.
Salty day. But I like the salt. National Lemon Juice Day. I got a funny story about lemon juice.
You squeeze it?
It's not lemonade.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out as a kid. I saw this in the refrigerator, and I was like, oh, it's some lemonade. I took a big old swig of that, and I quickly learned the difference between lemon juice and lemonade.
I learned that same effect with the baking chocolate powder stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not what you think it is.
There's no sugar in that.
It's horrible.
Or it may not be, yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, it's just like eating a big spoonful of cocoa or something.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Chop Suey Day. International Day Against Nuclear Tests. It's actually, I've been reading about or watching that Netflix series, World War II in Color. And it's good if you like history. But a lot of stuff. And it does the atomic bomb stuff. And that was, depending on what side you're on it, that wasn't even the most kills in one go. Like, they did a bombing run before that. That was like 100,000 people in one go. Can you imagine?
No.
It's mind-boggling. It's also Jimmy Buffett Day tomorrow.
Is it?
Not to be confused with Jimmy Buffet. Pottery's Bottle.
Are you having a cheeseburger tomorrow?
Maybe. In Paradise?
Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
That's your favorite song, Jimmy Buffett?
I do like that, Cheeseburgers. So,
or do you like Margaritaville? I know those are two popular ones.
I mean, I played Margaritaville,
yeah,
but I haven't played the other one. But I've eaten cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
So
you ever been to this restaurant?
Uh-uh.
It's okay.
Yeah.
There was one in Columbus.
It's probably as good as this Pottery's Bottle Oven Day. It's a UK thing, I guess.
Really? Like Kentucky?
Gladstone Poetry Museum. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. National College Colors Day, because it's probably the football season.
Football starts, yep.
According to Hoyle Day. Hoyle, the card? Yeah. According to the Hoyle Day, he celebrates the name behind the rules of many popular games, named after Edmund Hoyle, an expert in card games.
I don't know that game.
You don't know the game?
No.
Well, you don't know the name Hoyle?
Never heard
Hoyle's
of that
cards?
Game. But just bicycle cards is the only one I know.
Well, it's like...
Is it a brand name?
Yes. Hoyle. But it's not... it's not like one specific game. I think he knew a lot of games, and then like there were brands named after him.
Okay, so he like was he like the founder of poker or
no.
Go Fish, Old Maid?
No, I don't know. Did
Uno?
Edmund Hoyle create any games? He did not create any games, but was pivotal in authority on card and board games, who systemized and popularized rules for popular games like whist, backgammon, and chess by writing, publishing authoritative books on them.
Hey.
He meticulously approached to game rules, probability, and strategy was so influential that his name became synonymous with following correct game procedures, giving the rise to the phrase, according to Hoyle. So he popularized,
right.
like... Rule maker,
gotcha.
Like following consistent rules.
Hoyled again.
Like Hoyled again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let's look at Saturday. We got National Beach Day. Well,
Frankenstein Day.
Yeah.
I figured that'd be in October.
Yeah, that, I agree. International Cosplay Day.
You
that's perfect for
Renfest.
Renfest,
yeah. Lots of LARPers Day.
Yeah, we're going on that Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, it's my wife's birthday. Shout out to my wife.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my wife. She has a name, too.
Wife.
International Whale Shark Day. That's not my wife's name, but that is a day coming up on Saturday. National Toasted Marshmallow Day. A Magwinya Day. It's a fried bread dish from South Africa.
So it's like toast.
Yeah, it looks like little balls of dough.
It's a donut.
Mm-hmm. Donut hole, basically.
Right.
National Slinky Day.
I hate Slinkies.
You don't like Slinkies?
No.
Too
springy.
National Grief.
The Fall Guy.
Grief Awareness Day. That's funny. All right, nothing special on
that.
Nothing
special? What about Bacon Day International?
On the 30th?
I think so.
I don't have that.
Really?
I mean, you can always have bacon.
Yep.
Interesting. I do not have that. What's going on Sunday? Sunday. National Eat Outside Day. That's any day.
I don't know if that's legal.
It may not be.
Yeah. It gets frowned upon by certain people.
It is. International Overdose Awareness Day. Trail Mix Day. I do like me some of that.
Cinema Day.
Cinema Day?
Yeah, National Cinema. The movies. You don't have that?
No.
Yeah, I got stuff you don't have.
Are you on the right month?
I don't know. This is August, right?
August 31st?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Interesting.
Matchmaker Day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
So we are. We're there. Social Justice Sunday. No thanks. National I should know how to say this word. Diatomicus Earth Day.
Diatomicus?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the powder you sprinkle around your house to kill like bugs and stuff.
Well, it doesn't have an R in it, so I don't think that's the right word.
Okay, well, it's not the powder you kill people with.
Love Litigating Lawyers Day. Mm-hmm. Sure. National South Carolina Day. Ah, oh, you can't. No. No.
What's your number one for Monday?
Oh, wait. Sunday. World Stop Sign Day. Just carry it around. Hey, it's Stop Sign Day.
Yeah, Dayton's going to love that one.
Yeah, it's funny.
Get you with the red light cameras.
Yeah, there you go. So you said Monday?
Yeah.
My first one is National Little Black Dress Day.
Okay. Not what I have.
What'd you got?
Emma M. Nut Day. Say that real fast.
National Emma M. Nut.
Yeah.
Emma Nut. Do you know who she was?
No, but I love the name.
Thank them for the work they do. The trailblazing pioneer of female phone operator.
Not what I wanted it to be.
So she's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's American Chess Day. Mouth Guard Day. It's better to wear that when you're playing chess.
Right.
Pink Cadillac Day. You know, there's a...
Labor Day. Day off. That's the important one.
Yeah, I didn't even say it on here.
What the heck?
Yeah, well, it's funny that...
It's a gyro day.
Yeah? Is that how they say it?
I don't know. Gyro? Euro? Gyro?
Gyro. Euro. Yeah. You pronounce it not the way it's spelled.
I've got you. Why Euro?
Why Gyro?
Gyro.
How about Acne Positivity Day?
Let's get to popping. Which is actually Cherry Popover Day.
It is.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's a convenient that it's the same day.
That's too much. Building and Code Staff Day. Tofu Day. That's for UK only, apparently.
We're not allowed to
ginger
celebrate.
Cat Appreciation Day. I don't have any ginger cats, but I am a ginger, and I have cats.
So I guess you appreciate yourself.
I will do that. Tuesday, September 2nd, we got Pierce Your Ears Day.
Did that long time ago.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Long time ago.
You rocking like a stud? Or you
got
I
had
a big...
couple of them, one here, one up here.
Dang, son, you should go back to it. No. Be like, Jamie!
I got tired of being a genie.
It's like, make your wish come true.
Right.
Telephone Tuesday. Is it because it's Tuesday?
Probably.
National Spalding Baseball Day. Coconut Day.
What's a VJ Day?
Victory.
Okay.
Victory in, for World War II.
That's a Japan thing?
Mm-mm. VJ, well, usually it's called VE Day, not VJ. What is the J? It might be Victory from the Japanese. What is VJ Day? Yeah, Victory over Japan Day. That
okay.
makes sense.
That's when they finally surrendered.
Yep, September 2nd, 1945. So we will celebrate.
Tuesday.
Yep.
What song are we going to play?
Victory, victory is my cry.
Let's take and drop the bomb on you.
Too soon.
No. Not that song?
No. National Live Fearless Day is the same day. So, conflicting.
Right.
No. National Blueberry Popsicle Day.
Not a fan.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like blueberry, but just not popsicle.
No, not in a popsicle form.
No.
All right. Third Wednesday, National Skyscraper Day.
Favorite skyscraper?
Empire State Building, because that's all I want to know.
King Kong.
Sears Tower, I think, is one.
Yeah.
King Kong.
Yeah.
King Kong reference there.
World Trade Center?
Ba-doom-tsh.
No, it's not an 9/11 joke. That's later on.
Yes.
Because they have the old and then they have the new one now.
That's true. National Childhood Injury Prevention Week. Sorry, it's a week, but still.
So your kid cannot come out of a bubble.
Yep. Bubble boy. All right.
You have Welsh Rabbit Day?
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's the hairy one, right?
Yep, I think so. Hairy. No eye hair, right? All right, Thursday. National Macadamia Nut Day.
This must be Nut Week or
and
something.
And it's also National Eat and Extra Dessert Day.
Yeah, my doctor wouldn't like that.
And National Spice Blend Day.
What's your favorite Spice Girl?
I don't even know their names.
You don't know any of them?
No.
Okay.
I didn't follow that. I was sheltered. Probably for the best. There's not much on the 4th. Taekwondo Day. And Wildlife.
Yeah, we got Wildlife Day, basically.
Yeah. What we got for the weeks? Legacy Week. Toronto International Film Festival. Literacy and Numeracy Week. Zero Waste Week.
Should be something with nuts because they kept talking about it.
Yeah. September starts National Suicide Prevention Month. National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. I think that's a year awareness. Friendship Month. National Piano Month. There we go.
Here's your chance to hit some bells and whistles. Ding.
Oh, no!
That's not one.
Sorry, my little super minion took a fall. He's still learning how to fly. All right. Let's move on to some events coming up. We got some coming up. Starting off with some fairs, festivals, and some recurring events. Looks like starting on, what we got here, Friday. Let's get to Friday. Looks like the Play That Goes Wrong is still going on at La Comedia Dinner Theater. This weekend looks like it's a Labor Day Family Value at Young's Jersey Dairy. West Liberty Labor Day Festival kicks off. Labor Day weekend at Poor Farmers Campground. Looks like Altar Fest is kicking off in Kettering. The Immortal Christian Rock Festival is kicking off in Versailles. Liberty Home Oktoberfest in Hamilton. The Russia Homecoming Festival in Russia, Ohio. Not to be confused with other Russia. Cruising at the Roadhouse at the Rip Rap. Let's see. Trivia.
Have you been there and had their ice cream?
I still haven't. I need to go.
Have you had their pizza?
I haven't had anything.
You need to go there.
I haven't even been there.
The breakfast is amazing.
I haven't had that either.
Oh, it's so good.
Ask me something else I haven't had.
Okay. Have you had their...
No.
Okay.
Trivia at Miami Valley Sports Bar. Seafood dinner at the VFW. Dance, social vintage dance Friday nights. That's on East 5th Street. It looks like the Raisin in the Sun is still going on at the Dayton Theater Guild. Beaver Creek Community Theater has Parade. Not sure what that is.
That's where you have a lot of people go down a road.
At the theater.
And they throw stuff out at you.
Candy, right?
Popcorn, probably.
Like throwing out like ninja stars. Or glitter, there you go. And then lastly, we got Dayton Silent Disco at the Yellow Cab Tavern. Then on Saturday, let's see, you're skipping down.
Oh, I see it. Oh, you can eat catfish on Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's at Big A's Barbecue and Grill.
Ooh, nice.
Miamisburg. Like catfish?
I don't know. I don't know if I've had it, to be honest. I probably have and didn't realize it.
Probably had cod.
On Saturday, and not Call of Duty, right? The fish cod.
Yeah.
On Saturday, we have a lot of those festivals and stuff I mentioned earlier. We also have the Fort Rowdy Gathering in Covington kicking off. Fair at New Boston in Springfield. Nowhere Else Festival in Martinsville. Cotton Candy Festival in Fairborn.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Reggae Amplified in Dayton. Looks like Mechanicsburg has Hometown Heroes Car Show. The Beer Company has Summer Band Series kicking off.
There's got to be a goat yoga thing somewhere.
not that I've seen yet. Also, a bunch of farmers markets happening. I'm not going to mention them all. You know them. Hamilton has the Witches Market. Tip City kicks off the Tipapalooza Music Festival. And then the Moonlight Bike Ride when it's not in the midnight moonlight. I guess moonlight doesn't have to be midnight.
No.
It's just when the moon's
there. It was just a full moon, though.
Yeah. Then on, let's see, Saturday, Sunday, a lot of the same stuff going on. Then we have the Highland County Fair in Hillsboro. It looks like that's a multi-day fair. Kettering Holiday at Home.
If you go to that, there's a Bob Evans down there. Not a Bob Evans, a Ponderosa.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't have to go there for Bob Evans.
It's Ponderosa. There is one down there.
Oh, yeah. I was a big fan. Ponderosa, Shoney's in West Virginia.
Yep.
Hamilton has a Liberty Home Association car show. Final Sunday at the Barrel House. And then the Spot in Dayton has Outer Soul Sundays. And the Barrel in Springboro has Sunday Funday Karaoke. Then on Monday, a lot of the same stuff. Keep continuing on. We have the Boot Camp Fitness Class at Riverscape. Trivia at the Green. Trivia Night at Warped Wing. Beginner Square Dance Lessons at the Solomon Pavilion. And then Monday Night Laughs at Oregon Express. What did you think was funny?
Waka Waka, square dancing.
Oh.
They just, you stand here and dance.
No, that's a circle. No, that's a triangle. Did they give you one of those toys as a kid? You know how to put the shapes in the right spot? Were you like jamming the square in the circle hole? Like, what's wrong with you?
I've seen that where everything just goes into one.
Yeah, right.
It goes into a square.
Yeah.
And it fits in the square.
On Tuesday, a lot of the same stuff that was continuing from the previous days. We got free yoga at the Tip City Library.
That's not the same.
Trivia night in Piqua. Karaoke every Tuesday with Zane at Yellow Cab. Progressive Euchre Tournament, Star City Brewing. Trivia night. Ooh, my computer is dying. Yeah, we got to get moving. That's not good. Trivia night at Wing Sports Bar. Trivia Tuesdays at Dayton Beer Company, Dayton Dragons versus Lansing and Dayton Air Ballpark, and karaoke night at the Barrel House. Continuing on, there's Miamisburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Community Market, Fairborn Market, Boot Camp, and Swerk Fitness Class at Riverscape. Ski Ball Tournament at Level Up Pinball Bar. Trivia Night at Ailmatic. Puzzle Feud at Dayton Beer Company. Dayton Dragons versus Lansing and Dayton Air Ballpark. Dad's Place, a farce at the Loft Theater. And Open Mic Night at Leaf and Vine. Right. And...
Well, we are now on my phone because my computer died. So please pardon all of the background sound and noise because, you know, this is how it goes. So, picking up where I left off, I believe I mentioned Open Mic Night at Leaf and Vine. On Thursday, looks like the play that goes wrong continues on. Lebanon Farmers Market, Karaoke Thursdays at the Dayton Beer Company. Trivia at Bach Family Brewing. Open Mic Night at Tunaways. Open Mic Night at the Barrow House. Gentle Yoga Flow at the Sunset. At the Sunsets? At Sunset, I think is probably what it should have said. Dean's Point, Metro Park. Music Bingo at the Trolley Stop. And Unlovable Creatures Night Hikes in Piqua. So I wonder what that's about.
That's about my wife.
Oh,
she won't listen, so...
That's funny.
Might as well throw it out there.
All right. So last, we're going to go over to live music and miscellaneous events. So starting on, what is today? The 28th? So 29th. Looks like Immortal Fest Part 2. Was kicking off. Seafood dinner at the VFW. I think we mentioned that. Cigar and beer painting at the Bach Family Brewing. That'd be interesting. Do you like cigars?
No.
No. Yeah.
I'd rather smell a pipe.
I guess what? Goat yoga at the park.
Yay.
At the Austin Landing. Looks like 70s, 80s rock night with Cassette Junkies at Riverscape. That might actually be interesting. Live music with Noah Back at Riverscape. Are they both at Riverscape? I wonder if he's part of that.
There's like an 80-70 thing.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Shane Torres at the Funny Bone. Heat Fest the 13th. I don't know what that is. Is this everything on Friday? I feel like it is. There should be more, but I might be missing stuff. You know how it goes. If you don't bring a charger with you.
you get what you get.
Yeah. That's a bummer. Looks like there's stuff missing on here. Oh, well. Saturday, looks like Kettering Centerville Kiwanis Food on the Run 5K. You're running with...
There's a donut run coming up.
Is there?
Yeah.
When?
I will look.
All right. Antique Fire Apparatus Show at the Carillon Historic Park. Historical Park. Yoga with Speakeasy at Riverscape. The Levitt has Reggae Fest. I think they had mentioned that. D. Duncan at the Old Mason Winery. Michael Williams at the green. Shane Torres again at the funny bone. Take one guess at the Dunaways. Sunday, it looks like we have Ring of Fire at the Indian Lake.
Ooh, aha.
Monday, Cincinnati, Runa Run. Tuesday, Free Yoga, Tip City. I think I mentioned that. The Cox Summer Tram Tours. Still going on. Wednesday, live music with Danny Voris. And then Trivia Night at Ale-O-Matic. Karaoke Night at the Brick Tap and Tavern. And then Thursday, we got at the Levitt, Jesse JT Jazz. That'd be fun. Pauly Shore at the Funny Bone. And the Drifters, the Platters, and Cornell Gunter's Coasters at the Victoria Theater. Man, it's a mouthful. I think I got everything on that. Live music. And then you had a link earlier. We were talking about the Dayton 937. Let me get my image up here. I think I have it somewhere. There we go. I think I mentioned a lot of them on Friday. You had the Catfish you mentioned.
Yep.
World premiere of The Forest.
Forest Gump.
Yes. That's a Sinopolis Dayton.
What's that about?
That's not how, it's a movie, I guess.
Yeah. Forest.
Yeah.
A scary movie, probably.
Maybe. Studs of Steel at the Hidden Gem Music Club. These are all on Friday. I mentioned all the other ones. Okay. Saturday, Cars and Coffee at Austin Landing. Auditions for the Scrooge the Musical at the Lock of Media, if you're interested. Whole Salmon Sidewalk Sale at Dorothy Lane Market. Yeah, some of these I'm like, oh, okay, does everybody need to know about that? Honey Harvest at Learning Tree. Let's see. August Afternoon Tea at Mana Uptown, I guess. Gym City Roller Derby, last season home game at Dayton Convention Center. Those are always fun. You should check it out. Most of this I've mentioned. Wheel of Comedy at Bricks Comedy Club in Miamisburg. Yep, mentioned all that. Renaissance Festival. I don't know if I said that. There's something wrong with my stuff. But yeah, Renaissance Festival is coming up this weekend. We'll be going to that.
Might want to get that looked at.
Yeah, I know.
At least wash it.
Yeah. Sunday, Paris Flea Market, Dixie Drive-In, Soul Food Sunday, Gettysburg Grocery, Outdoor Market Series, Second Street Market, Just Joshing Around Trivia, Crooked Handle, Pokemon League Cup at Epic Loot, Bloat Show at Riverfront Park in Miamisburg, Ladies Golf Night at Dick's House of Sports,
put balls in holes.
Clayton Labor Day Festival and Fireworks. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, that's, I think it's about
like it's this weekend. Westerville Donut Run and Walk.
Do you don't want to run and
that's
walk?
That's what it says.
Saying.
Donut Run and Walk.
Don't.
Saturday, August 30th.
That's funny.
It's a 1 mile walk, yeah. And it costs you $100 just to do it.
Man, that donut better be smoking.
I think it's teams. Well, I don't know about this. I wouldn't do that.
So what you got coming up this weekend? What you going to?
We're going to clean the garage.
Nice.
And then we're going to go get some groceries and then hang out here and probably see a movie. Stuff that doesn't cost a lot of money because we're still rebounding.
That's fair. Yeah, we're going to, it's my wife's kind of celebrating this week for her birthday, and then Saturday we're going to go to the Ren Fest. Friday, tomorrow we might do something. We might just stay in, but not much else on Sunday. Monday, probably just relax. Labor Day, it's a free day. Why not? All right.
I've got to print a ghost. That's about it, too.
You print a ghost?
Yeah, like that one back here.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody, yeah, you know.
You and your 3D printer?
Yeah.
Hopefully that new computer helps.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, got anything else?
No, nothing I can think of right now.
Well, that's good because this quality is probably not the best as what it normally is. Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in today and just bearing with us during technical difficulties. But, you know, we keep the show going. Just remember, we are a value for value podcast. We don't require any subscriptions or paywalls, any Patreons. We just give you what we got. So if you get any value out of it and you want to give it back to us, feel free to send us some time, talent, treasure, artwork, some dollar bills, throw us some comments,
donuts,
information, donuts, we prefer donuts too, You can send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com.
Send donuts to work.
And as always, stay classy. Another thing I never say, but I am saying it today.
Yeah.
Jamie, have a good one.
I would rather you do the same.
Take care.
I'm